with Susie Rack, the more relaxed chat on a women's game, the rise, fall and rise again. I'm going to start at the end. Yeah. It was a bold inclusion in the Manifesto for Change in the book. You said when we had our previous chat a few minutes ago, one of the issues you have writing a book like this is you're writing a Manifesto for Change. Things keep changing. You're trying to sort of work that out as it goes. But it felt as though that's the bit you were building towards all the way through the book. And there's a Megan Rapinpoe quote that says, the most important thing is to look at the men's game, decide the bit you like, decide the bit you don't like, and then go from there. And that, to me, feels like the most obvious opportunity women's football has in this country, and it feels like the one, the open goal, it is definitely going to miss.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it does feel like it's steamrolling towards being a Premier League mark too, which is really sad because there's like a real opportunity to make it better. Like, everyone thinks the men's game has huge problems, right? Everyone thinks we need financial fair play to some extent, their wage caps should
There's
be
a whole crowd tribute.
Discussion, right? Like, fan ownership should be included. And you're at such the start of a journey with women's football that you've got an opportunity to embed those in from the start. But I don't think those decisions are going to be made unless, I mean, we've got, you know, off the back of the review, the fan-led review, there's going to hopefully now be a women's one separately from that, which you'd like to think might raise some of those issues and push for some of those changes sort of sooner rather than later. But I like the feeling at the moment is, yeah, full speed ahead. The only way that we can grow women's football quickly is by investment from the big clubs, and that means sort of appealing to them to throw some money towards the women's team because they're the ones with the money to, rather than, you know, kind of helping the ones that have really invested it in the long term and really care about it and believe in it ideologically, like have a vision for the women's game. Which is a real shame because you've got some really dedicated people there that are going to get left behind because there's not being a very holistic approach to the growth of the game. And then, obviously, you find it's built on sand because then a pandemic hits. And what are the first things that get cut budget-wise? Well, firstly, a whole load of staff obviously got furloughed and things from various clubs, outrageously. But then you've got the first concerns being over the women's game. And whilst the impact wasn't as bad as it could have been, like, it's a warning sign that at any moment, if any club has any kind of financial trouble, that rug can go.